Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In you we live and move and have our being. And thank you. This is on a daily basis as we're putting on the armor in every way so as to stand strong in salvation in you, Jesus, and then to withstand the evil one as well, and to stand fellowshipping with you, walking with you, sharing your goodness. And so thank you for this new day in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious disciples. Philippians chapter 1 is our readings, and it's from verses 15 to 20. There we go.
It's true that there are some who preach Christ out of competition and controversy, for they are jealous over the way God has used me. Many others have purer motives. They preach with grace and love, filling their hearts, because they know I've been destined for the purpose of defending the revelation of God. Those who preach Christ with ambition and competition are insincere. They just want to add to the hardships of my imprisonment. Yet, in spite of all of this, I am overjoyed. For what does it matter as long as Christ is being preached? If they preach him with mixed motives or with genuine love, the message of Christ is still being preached, and I will continue to rejoice because I know that the lavish supply of the Spirit of Jesus, the Anointed One, and your intercession for me will bring about my deliverance. No matter what, I will continue to hope and passionately cling to Christ so that he will be openly revealed through me before everyone's eyes. So I will not be ashamed. In my life or in my death, Christ will be magnified in me.
Hallelujah. So here we can pick up, you know, that there's many ways people preach Christ and that there, and it's not all the sincere, godly way as Paul represented. Remember, Paul is now one of the apostles that are seated in the kingdom and we are seated with him. So his life and his example laid the example for us, as he said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And so just thinking about that, we can pick up here, we have got to come to the purity of this good news, of this gospel, and we've got to understand it. Last night I had a dream. I won't go into it all, we'll still be praying about it, but in it, there were massive storms come, and I know specifically I was in one of the boats, and there's two little boats, but they, like looking at you from space or from far away, that's what I saw in the dream. It was, they were small. The two boats were like black there, but they were small, and then there was massive waves, massive storm going on. You can hardly see those two, but you could see those two. And that points to the fact that lots of things are happening. And it's also that people can get into those boats and be saved. But us who are saved are in that boat. Just as Noah was with his people, with those that were saved, and Jesus is with us. And we are in him, and we are protected. And that's the big thing in that, you know, we can get caught up in eschatologies, we can get caught up with a lot of things we saw here many different ways, and we cannot have the pure motive. So we need to make sure we come back to the solid basis that we are now saved. No other name in heaven and earth can save us. And that salvation, saved is salvation. And being saved is then, if it's salvation, it is Jesus means salvation. It's a growing, so it's a staying in Jesus, secure, strong. And then you've got the picture in 1 John chapter 5 that speaks about those that are born again, God, Jesus protects. In Ephesians 6 from verse 10, it speaks about how we put on the armor, and that's putting on Jesus, yeah, in truth, in righteousness, in our heart, in sharing the gospel of peace. We share the good news of what we have so others can come in it, because they're out there in the stormy sea. We find our security in Jesus. And in sharing that gospel, we have got the faith that we stand against the deceptions. And then we've got the helmet, and we've got the sword of the Spirit, and we're talking to God all the time, and we're preaching the mysteries, the hidden truth. Just like Paul was, we are now the vehicles of that beautiful fragrance. So it's about standing secure in Christ. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. And many of the translations, or all the translations, talk and say, when Christ is revealed, we'll reveal with him in glory. But that contradicts when it's just one specific time. But that contradicts 2 Corinthians 3:18. Where it says, we behold the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, and we are changed. So here we can see there's something happening already, and it's an ongoing thing. Putting on the armor is getting stronger, getting mature. And we need to get mature because of what is coming to the world. But we need to be secure in what has come to us so that we stand in this time. Because these things happening is to get the people in. People need to be saved. Amen. God so loved the world, he sent his son, not to condemn the world, but to save it. So we need to be secure in Jesus Christ. That's the whole key. And then 1 John goes further, and he says, Jesus keeps us, those that are born again. And then it goes on to say that the whole world is under the power of the evil one. But then it goes on to say, but Jesus has come, and we are in him. And this is eternal life. This is the God quality of life. So our security must not be in anything else, but in Jesus, who came to seek and to save. And it's in that where our strength lies. And that's what we need to just take on in these times, is be secure in Jesus. It speaks in Hosea, on the third day, I will raise you up, and let us press on to know him, for his coming is like the rain, the early and the latter rain. So the rain of righteousness is here, and it's here for the children of the living God. You can see this also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. There we see the day comes, and it's terrible. And it's the time where Jesus or his day, they're all synonymous of judgment in that sense there, of him coming and taking away all that which is not of him. So it's coming against evil. But then he goes on to say from verse 3 onwards in the chapter, but we are not of that. He has come to us as a savior. We have bowed our knees to him, and we are saved, and we are in him. And our security lies now in the goodness of God, in the peace of God, in putting on the armor, it goes on to say, in preserving our souls, spirit, souls, and body in this manifestation, in this beauty that we found now through the Spirit, revealing that which is of Jesus. And then when we embrace and we love that, Jesus manifests himself, reveals himself to us, him and the Father, and they make their home with us. That is a reality we are in, and we need to stay in, because there's no salvation under heaven and earth but in Christ Jesus. He's our answer. He's our Noah in the boat. He's our the fourth man in the fire with us, like he was in the times of Babylon. He is, and in all those shadow examples, he is like the Gideon with us, leading us now in this multitude of problems. And that's the key. Your life is hid with Christ in God, and Christ is your life, and Christ needs to be your reality morning by morning, day by day, In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.